Welcome to episode 328 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
As always.
Never missed an episode.
That's not true.
Never missed one.
I have.
328, and you've never been out one.
Yeah, I've probably been out, what, probably six, I guess? Which to me is still, like, a good number.
Still the 90 percentile.
Yeah, and that's a good place to be.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of a good place to be, producer Gerald, behind the glass.
Mm-hmm. Good place to be, podcast producer.
He puts the he's sticking with that logo. That's I'm not sure what the thing behind where it says podcast producer is. It's like a,
I think it's some stock image he pulled from somewhere.
Yeah. Well, that monkey.
I know. That's a cutie.
I don't trust anyone that says they don't think monkeys are adorable.
No.
Now you look at that and think that's not adorable.
Yeah, I don't have. I think monkeys are cute.
I'd like to pet that thing's head.
There's barely any hair.
I know. I like that.
Did you see about the monkeys that were on Instagram this week?
Probably not.
Monkey got on Instagram and basically like used it just like a human would.
No, I definitely didn't see that.
Like on accident. So yeah, if you use Instagram, you're basically a monkey.
I did see that dude that took a selfie with two gorillas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You see that one?
Yep, I did see that
one. That's pretty good image.
Yep.
I love gorillas. I think they're scary though.
Oh, fuck yeah. There you go. There's the Instagram chimp. Yeah, gorillas are fucking scary. Gorillas will fuck you up, man.
Yeah, they're all shredded, too. Every gorilla you've ever seen is just ripped. So are monkeys.
Yeah, like when if you shave their hair off, yeah, they're like super ripped.
Yeah. He's watching a monkey video, which is unacceptable.
Is it? I don't know. Humans watch human videos. I don't think it's right in line with everything.
I wanted him to be looking at one of those Insta models.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was hoping. Oh, there he is. Yeah, there he was.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Scrolling, looking, see?
Oh, he understands how it works.
Right.
He's holding it wrong, but he understands how it works. Good for him.
You know what else are creepy animals? Are animals that you should really be afraid of, but don't think to be afraid of? A hippopotamus.
They'll kill you.
A hippopotamus will fucking annihilate you.
I think they kill more people in the regions they're in than like any of the dangerous shit.
Right. Well, like tigers and lions don't touch you.
Look at that. Look at that selfie.
Yeah, I know them with the posing. Look at those chimps, posing.
First
gorillas.
Off, they look like bodyguards, which is incredible. But just look how like they want to destroy. They could.
Yeah, they're.
I dig the one on the left. He's got his belly out.
Yeah, and he's standing there straight.
Yeah.
It's funny because you don't usually see gorillas just stand like that.
It's just like they're hanging out. What a good picture.
They're like chilling.
It's like, yeah, what a good picture.
It's like going to the bar.
That's what I want to do with one right there.
Let's just hug it like that, cuddle
just
it?
Just hug it. Yeah, from the front, though, so that it doesn't get out of control.
Mm.
Yeah, I love how them are. See, I don't want him behind me like that, because if he snaps...
Yeah, it's game over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, definitely questionable. That's a little gorilla, though.
Definitely not going with that.
That's a little one. Yeah, he's feeding you. Boom, you're on the ground.
Your head ripped off.
Right.
Because like gorillas are like incredibly strong.
Yeah, but they're very smart and they show a lot of emotion, so
yeah,
I don't think you have to worry about them. They're like furry people. See that one that's like full silver backing right there?
Yeah.
That where they just did the 3-point stance, that's a gorilla that's about to fuck you up.
Yeah.
That gorilla's about to beat your ass. That's scary. That's scary, a 3-point stance gorilla.
Gorilla Cast with Ryan and Dan.
Yep. All monkeys, all the time. Chimps. Chimps and gorillas are different.
They are different.
Assholes.
I didn't say monkey. I said Gorilla Cast. You said monkey.
I know.
You're
I know.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Okay. As long as you know. As long as you know.
Cute monkey. They always show those little fingerling things.
Yeah, yeah.
Look. Well, that one's got overalls on. That's not a real
overalls
picture.
On, like he's a farmer. Look at that.
That's not a real picture.
Farmer monkey.
I don't need my monkey in overalls. They're just cute. Look at that thing.
Uh-huh.
I would hold it in a tail.
You know that, like, if you were to have one as a pet and it's all cute like that, it's going to grow up to be a fucking asshole. Because monkeys really are assholes.
They just jerk off, get into stuff, and throw poop.
Right. That's it.
But think about it. Like, think about what their normal day is like, and then you try to put them in an apartment.
Yeah.
They're bored.
That's no good.
Those look terrified, those
little
ones. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that guy.
It's a giant orangutan right there.
I like orangutans. They're like the sloppy monkeys.
Yeah, they're something.
They're orange, too.
They are orange.
They're gingers. Ginger monkeys.
They have an orangish hint to them.
Whoa, that's not safe for work, that monkey picture.
Yeah. Those macaque monkeys. Macaca monkeys, however you say it.
I don't think that's right.
I think it's macaque.
I don't know. Look at that one. It's like a full-size tiny human. I like things that are small, but like in proportion like that.
Right.
I like that. That was okay. Welcome. We talk about monkeys, video games, and whatever else we want. That's what we do here.
Whatever else we want is pretty much the key.
And if you don't like it, swipe left.
Oh, we got Tindered.
Yeah.
Is that the right way to go to dismiss? I don't know.
You swipe right if you like it.
Is that how it works?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't use Tinder.
Yeah, you swipe right if you're DTF. Tinder's not about love.
That's what I do understand that. I have heard
kind of like this show. It's not about love.
It's not about love. We don't do love right here.
We please you for about an hour and a half each week, and then that's it.
Yep.
We don't call you again until we're ready to do this.
We have done our part.
Mm-hmm. You won't see us again until we're ready for the next time.
No. I guess you would call us FWBs in a certain sense.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Could. You can call us whatever.
We don't care. Or NSA. We could be an NSA.
Remember Friends with Benefits and No Strings Attached? Same movie.
Same movie. That's right.
Same movie.
With different actors, but same movie.
Yeah. Yeah, two different movies, same movie.
Released within like 3 months. That's a thing that happens, though. Released mm-hmm. in like 3 months of each other.
Yeah. Yep. They're exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Unfortunate. One starring JT, one starring Ashton.
Mm-hmm. Or one starring Mila Kunis and one starring Natalie Portman.
Mm-hmm. Same movie. Same. It's a match. He's Tinder and Mario and Peach.
And Jason Derulo is there somehow.
Yeah, I don't know what happened right there. I don't know where he came from. If you love this show so much, you can't help but throw us a couple bucks. Head over to patreon.com/GameStitch and hit us up on the little tip jar over there. We would appreciate anything you can do. If you can't do anything, tell your friends, family, and primates about us.
Particularly the primates.
If a monkey can use Instagram, there's no reason they can't enjoy the sweet, seductive sounds of our voice.
Yeah, well, count him as a listener. It's fine.
Yeah, we'll put him in the metrics for sure. And if you know a monkey or you have access to a monkey, send us some pics.
I'm down for that.
Sweet monkey pics.
I'm down for that, definitely.
Sweet, sweet monkey pics. They play video games for sure.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
No one's playing... See, the problem, they're giving him, like, he's got, like, four big buttons, like, swap a button when it lights up. That's not a fucking game.
No, it's an experiment.
Yeah. Yeah, set him down with Angry Birds. Let him have a time.
If they can figure out Instagram, they can figure right. out Angry
hey,
Birds.
Hey, monkey, hit this button when it lights up. He's like, you gotta be shitting me.
Are you gonna think harder? Me? What the fuck?
I was gonna DDR today. Yeah, there's a monkey DDRing.
Oh, yeah.
DDRing.
Rocking
dance
out.
Revolutioning. Look, he's got the hand up and everything. He just nailed a combo. All right, video games. They exist.
They do. They're a thing.
I played very little of them this week. Just Rocket League. Rocket Pass 3 is out.
Mm-hmm.
Just doing that.
I played very little of them, but I played a lot of very little of them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, more Division.
More Division.
Mm-hmm.
All Division, all the time. That's all I'm into right now. That's it.
That's our update. Rocket League, Division.
How is the Rocket Pass?
It's good.
Do you enjoy the new challenge system?
I mean, they haven't got in the way of anything yet, so I don't mind them. I'll see as it progresses. I think it's like 14 weeks. It's only week 2. So as of right now, they haven't gotten in the way of anything. I did have to play 10 matches with a shark on top of my car, which if I had to choose a topper, a shark isn't the worst thing, but I don't want to do that.
Right. You don't want a topper on.
Right.
Usually
but they haven't
with
gotten
topper.
In the way of anything yet. Look, there's There's producer Gerald's pitch. He's a cop in real life, for you that don't know.
Or a narc, depending on how you refer to them.
He's a detective.
He's he detects all right.
He's a part of the gang unit. He's on a picture with their new mobile command unit, which is a big RV.
Yes, it's a giant camper.
Yep. Saw that picture on online, and I was gonna just zoom in on Gerald and send it to him, but I figured he knew he was in it. So
he probably didn't know he was in it. He was there for the
picture. So I didn't send that to him.
Yeah, like look what I saw.
How about the guy? Let's go full screen with that picture again. Let's go full screen back with that picture again. I want to focus on the guy that couldn't leave his binder behind to take the picture. There's a guy, looked like number two, number three, couldn't put the portfolio down to take the picture.
Well, that might have all the secrets in it. And he can't, it might be like the briefcase.
He's a secret guy? Like he just carries that around all day?
Yeah. Maybe you can't see it, but it's like handcuffed to his wrist. It's like the nuclear codes, like I said.
Well, let's take a look at this guy. I think he's like number two here.
Number dose?
See him?
Yeah.
Put it down. We're going to take a picture, Jeff. You don't have to have that.
Is that Jeff?
I don't know any of those people except Gerald.
I bet Gerald knows those people. He could tell us his name.
His name's Jeff or Doug for sure.
Producer Gerald. This binder guy named Jeff.
It's Jeff or Doug.
It's not.
We shouldn't air his name out on this show.
Probably not. No.
I said his name's not that. That's what I would say too if I was a cop trying to predict.
Except for there's a yes right there too. But it's no because he typed in no.
Look, that's what's wrong with the internet is that enough people think it's funny to get yes on no when you search for it.
I know.
It's anti-yes, though. You see that?
Yes.
It's anti.
His All name right, is... did you just give us his whole name?
What's his name? He's a negotiator.
He's a crisis negotiator.
He's Sam Jackson. Or he's Kevin Spacey.
He's Kevin Spacey. Nah, we'll give him Sam Jackson. What? I don't think anybody wants to be Kevin Spacey anymore.
No, he's fine.
Turns out he's kind of a creepy dude.
Yeah, but everybody loved him till they knew that.
Well, that doesn't change anything.
He's the same guy. Same guy.
Same actor.
Couldn't get enough of Frank Underwood. Frank Underwood was fucking creepy.
Yes, Frank Underwood was creepy.
Mm-hmm.
The Negotiator. Yeah, that's a good movie.
That was a super good movie. That's a great movie. Often forgotten.
It is often. Let me tell you something. I watched Drive Angry with Nicolas Cage and Amber Heard this week. Again, just had a hankering for it, so I have it, so I put it on. And it occurred to me that is probably the best movie in the Ghost Rider franchise.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
It's not a Ghost Rider movie, right. But it should be, and it's the best movie in the franchise.
It does have the car that's on fire, though.
Right. And he, like, comes from hell and all this other stuff. Yeah.
Remember that Nick Cage movie, Next? That's the one I always like to bring up.
That's the one with Jessica Biel in it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Movie's garbage. You can see, like, Into the Future, but only, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah, the movie sucks so bad.
The least impressive skill that you could have is to see 30 seconds in the future.
Right.
It's not even enough time to change it, like what I'm doing. I can't course correct in 30 seconds.
Nicolas Cage
with money?
Monkey, I think.
Monkey. Ooh, they put his head on a monkey body.
Nasty. Oh, they put him on E.T. Look at that one. Holy shit.
That doesn't look okay.
That's nothing I ever needed to see.
So let's talk about the news. Let's go full news.
Full news?
We don't have much, so let's go full news. Full-blown news.
Full news.
Sony has officially confirmed their next generation console after officially confirming their next generation console.
What the fuck is this story?
I don't know. They had an earnings call and, you know, Mark Cerny talked about their next generation console, but I guess it wasn't officially confirmed, whatever that means. But they had a earnings call and Sony said that, its gaming division experienced an increase in development expenses for the next generation console.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's like, oh, it's official. And I'm like, well, what did you think he was working on?
What did you think that other thing was that the interview he gave last week, 2 weeks ago? Right. What do you think that was?
Right. According to Kotaku's Jason Schreier, Sony's decision to seemingly randomly announce the PS5, it's not officially called that, but it is, was maybe not as random as it seems. Schreier said that one reason is because Sony began to deliver PS5 dev kits to third-party studios, and they knew the leaks would soon begin to happen. Also, the earnings report, Sony said that it has shipped 17.8 million PS4s during fiscal year, which ended for Sony on March 31st. That's down 19 million from the year prior, and they have now sold 96.8 million consoles worldwide since 2013.
Man, normal said 100 mil.
Yeah, it's going to crack 100 mil real quick. Probably won't catch PS2 ever.
No.
But maybe. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
Sony also confirmed that it has 36.4 million paying PlayStation Plus subscribers. Sony's digital offerings are also doing very well. So when you look at in-game or full games, DLC, PS Now, PlayStation Plus, it raked in at 12.8 billion, which is a new yearly sales record for Sony when it comes to the digital side.
That is a large number.
Yeah, it seems like they're doing all right.
Yeah, we're really concerned that they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
So the thing that people, especially people who pay attention to this side, I think often miss about Sony is PlayStation really fronts all of the rest of Sony.
Right. PlayStation is without a doubt the face of Sony, if you will.
Sony is typically not very successful in a lot of the other divisions they have.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're aided by Blu-ray and things like that. They made a good decision with Blu-ray, unlike Beta. So, you know, the licensing fees and stuff like that are probably great for them. But, you know, their film, their TVs, their electric toothbrushes, all that shit, it never performs the way that PlayStation does as a brand. So,
no.
It's a lot of money, but when you remember they're having to fuel the rest of a company with that money.
Yeah, it doesn't go as far as one would think, you know.
Right, and you can't afford to fail. Like Microsoft, one would say that Xbox is being fueled by the other Microsoft properties.
Right, right.
It's just the opposite for Sony. No room for failure. Or Nintendo, who just only does video games. Keep it simple, stupid over at Nintendo.
I guess.
One more fun fact. One more fun fact about the PlayStation 5, it is more than a year away.
No
kidding.
Meaning
it will not launch before fiscal April of next year because, again, their year ends on the 31st, and they said that it is more than a year away. So
this isn't really a surprise. I think anyone who thought it was coming sooner was probably a little out of their mind, especially considering how well it's still performing.
I mean, dev kits are just now going out
right
to third party. I think what that story changes or confirms for a lot of people, though, is that some of these games that you thought you were going to see are more than a year away also.
Right. I agree with that.
Probably. The Last of Us, I think The Last of Us will launch before the PS5 and will be carried over.
Mm-hmm.
But stuff like Ghost of Tsushima and
Death Stranding.
Death Stranding, I think those are going to be like day and date both systems.
Launch, for launch, yeah.
A lot of rumors going around that... there might be like one copy to rule them all. You won't have to buy multiple copies.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Buy one that works in both.
That would be nice.
Like that PS5 dev kit that was like a PS2.
Yeah, because to go along with that, Mark Cerny also did reiterate that it is not going to be an all digital edition.
Yeah, no all digital.
No Xbox all digital one console sad. For them. For Sony.
It's just that dev kit's just a PC.
I heard a story. It reminds me, speaking of all digital, sidebar real quick. I was reading a story this week, and apparently some guy was being super racist douche on PS4.
Mm-hmm.
And he got banned. And I don't know the ins and outs of everything, but I do have some questions that I didn't have answered. And apparently, so they banned him. And apparently he cannot access any of his digital content that he bought.
Yeah, that would make sense if they banned that account.
But I wasn't sure if, because once you own that.
So I think that's the problem with digital is you own the license for it.
You own the license for it, and you're basically leasing the game itself.
You don't own the game, correct. I think that's the problem with digital, and I think that that's the future that everybody should be scared of.
Yeah. And on the flip side of that, maybe just don't be an asshole.
Yeah, don't be a racist.
And those things probably don't happen to you.
Yeah, for sure don't be a racist either way, no matter how you feel about it.
Yeah.
But also, it's a slippery slope when it comes to digital and what you own and don't own.
Because what you get into, the problem with it, and I see where it goes further down the road, I understand that. But if you get further into it, and now who decides what's offensive? Who decides for what reasons you don't play your games anymore?
Yeah, what if you just don't like me?
Yeah.
You know, that's part of the questions I have around Stadia. It's like, do I own any of that ever?
Mm-hmm.
Am I just paying for the ability to play it on a Chromecast? Because I don't necessarily need that.
Right.
I don't know. Don't be a racist.
Yeah, that's basically the takeaway.
I can't stress that enough.
For the most part, if you're just a decent human being, those things won't happen to you.
It is more cool
for
you to be a good
person.
But it is fair
to say that those things probably shouldn't happen to you regardless.
It is more cool for you to be a good person than a shitty person.
Way more cool.
Yeah. Sony is relaunching the PlayStation Gear Store in North America only, and it's up with a bunch of snazzy new offerings.
Did you take a look at these yet?
I did. What I want Producer Gerald to go ahead and get over here, I want you to pick something out of the store. Now, I already have a favorite because it takes care of our friend Marshall 205. They have a stress controller up, which is a foam replica of the DualShock 4 that is just for spiking, tossing, throwing, stomping, smashing, grabbing.
Yes.
And I love it because I think it makes a lot of sense for people who do rage out. So it's like $12. I think it's great. There's the longboard. So just pick on one of these. Pick on like new arrivals or something. And I want Dan to pick something out too so we can give you some options.
I think we talked to our friend Marshall 205 about it, and he made the call that I needed too. But I then countered with, I have come along. I probably needed it maybe 6-7 years ago. I don't think I need it anymore.
Can you go scroll back up? I want you to get a quick look at the pricing on these hoodies too before you pick your item.
Oh.
Look at these hoodie prices. $150 for that third hoodie.
Oh my Lord.
The black helmet hoodie. Very expensive.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think I know what a helmet hoodie is. Does that mean it comes down lower in the front?
I think it's like a shell. Like a shell.
Okay.
I think is what that means. It's not like a normal like sweatshirt hoodie.
It's very expensive.
It's like a shell hoodie.
It's very expensive. All right, go back to the main list. And
I got to pick something out here?
Yeah. So we're going to give you two ideas on what you guys should go buy. So mine is a stress controller.
Mm-hmm.
Dan's doing this real time. He's never seen these items before.
I haven't seen these yet, no.
Probably not a hoodie, because that's not realistic for anyone to buy.
Yeah.
They're so expensive.
T-shirts aren't super cheap, but they're not super expensive.
I like the symbols with the rainbow off of them.
Yes.
I like that shirt.
That's rainbow symbols tee?
Mm-hmm. I like it. $24.95. That seems to be the going rate for their t-shirt offerings. Yeah.
Kind of like that Kratos tee.
No, I like the multicolored controller down there.
I like that. I like that Kratos tee.
Yeah, Kratos tee is not bad.
What else are we looking at here?
There's a, looks like a suede hat.
The console tee, the PS1 console tee is pretty cool.
Yeah. There's a change purse.
Don't need a change purse.
God of War change purse.
I'll never tell anyone they need
a tablet
purse.
Sleeve. Sorry.
Oh, it's a tablet sleeve?
Yeah. Uncharted cufflinks.
Those are kind of neat.
They're not bad. Pop sockets.
Don't need a pop socket at all.
There's a stress controller.
There's
Look how good it is.
$12.95. Yeah, that stress controller is all right. For $12.95, yeah.
There's the longboard, the infamous longboard.
That longboard is cool. Well, I like that soccer ball.
$48.95 for the soccer ball, but it is cool. Look, is that one on the left? Is that your pick? Because I thought it might be.
The inflatable controller chair?
Yeah.
How'd you know?
You remember inflatable chairs were all the rage.
I know. I had like two.
Yeah. Yeah, they were good. Yeah, some of these mugs, that Uncharted mug is like a Coleman, like tin mug.
Oh, yeah.
But it's ceramic, but it looks like a tin mug.
I like that monoline one, too, the blue one.
Mm-hmm.
The Atreus and...
Yeah, it's not bad.
Kratos and Boy.
That PlayStation Fizz mug is cool, too.
Yeah, that one's pretty neat. Oh, here we are. Now we're getting into the, Yetis?
Yeah, the fake Yetis.
Fake Yetis?
The faux Yetis. The Last of Us Part 2 water bottle. That's it. That's
I like the holographic portrait one.
That one's not bad. What's your call?
My call on two things?
One thing.
Oh, one thing.
One thing.
I think I got to go with the inflatable chair. Yeah.
The affordable inflatable chair. Clocking in at $39.95. I like the stress controller for $12.95. You guys get on there and let us know what you think is the sweetest offering on the PlayStation.
Now, to be fair, if we're being truthful here, probably the perfect match would be buying both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
We don't get
lie.
Any kickback from this, so
no.
That soccer ball is cool as hell.
I do like the soccer ball. That I'd be afraid to use it though.
Let's go full screen with that longboard. That longboard's fucking sweet.
Yeah, it's $300.
Yeah, look how good it looks though.
And I'm not a skater person much anymore at all.
I don't know how to use a longboard. It looks good though.
It does look good.
Was it gear.playstation.com? Yeah, let us know.
Get you some stuff.
Get it. Get it, son. Boy. Speaking of sweet, sweet earnings calls and earning data, Microsoft has released its Q3 earnings and suggests that the current console generation is slowing down and ready for a refresh. Xbox console sales fell by 33% year over year. However, the news wasn't also all grim for Microsoft. Overall game revenue has actually increased by 5% year over year, thanks to a strong third party offering, because that's the only offering they've had.
Right.
And subscription. Xbox Live's monthly active users hit 63 million, up 7% from last year. And the games, altogether, the games division raised $2.36 billion in revenue for the quarter. Year to date, increase of 112 million. So I want to focus on one little part of that. That's 63 million Xbox Live monthly active users.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between that comment before you're like, oh, they're crushing PlayStation. The difference between that comment and PlayStation's is PlayStation said paid subscribers.
Right.
And Microsoft says active subscribers.
Yes.
You could still have Xbox Live and not have gold.
Right.
Like, you can have an account that doesn't have access to gold. Silver is still a thing.
Right.
So, don't get too crazy with that number.
No, but I do think it's indicative of some good steps that Microsoft's making, because we know they don't have any games. We know they haven't put out any first-party games. Their hardware sales, they said right there, has slipped, but they've still made money, which means their subscription services, particularly probably Game Pass, all of these are smart steps they're making to continue. They are making smart moves. It's just in different places than we originally would have thought.
Microsoft wants to be a service company.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
They're going to be. I mean, they're going to make that happen.
They will get their way.
Yep. And I think it's smart.
No doubt.
Remember, they just introduced their Xbox One SAT edition, so maybe that'll help boost sales. What's that?
Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows? If you like an Xbox One S without the disc.
Not at that price point. We talked about
for
it last
basically
week.
The same price. Yeah. On to the next story. Nintendo has reached new sales heights. The company reported its earnings for fiscal year, which ended in March 31st, and times are mostly good. Nintendo pulled in $10.7 billion, which is an increase of $9.4 billion in the previous 12-month period. In terms of profit, They made $2.2 billion in operating profit compared to $1.6 billion over the year prior. Via Engadget, Nintendo sold 2.47 million Switch consoles in the final 3 months of fiscal year, boosting the console's lifetime sales to a 34.7 million total. So it has now surpassed the N64 in total sales.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Sounds like Nintendo's doing good.
Nintendo's doing well.
As far as game sales, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate has racked up 13.81 million copies sold, while Pokemon Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu have combined for 10.63 million copies. Super Mario Party has sold 6.4 million, while Super Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is at 7.47 million copies during the period, for a total of 16.7 million copies lifetime, a total of 23 different games from Nintendo. From Nintendo and others sold more than 1 million copies during the year. Switch is powerful.
Yeah, it is.
It is just selling games. See what a first party could do for you, Microsoft?
Yeah, learn something.
I'm just giving you shit. I know you bought a bunch of people in hopes that they can make something for you. I mean, I get it. Third party are making games. We're not. It only makes sense to buy them and put our name on them. That's how you get games, right?
Yeah, that's one strategy, yeah.
The Xbox One 2 should have a powerful launch lineup full of exclusives.
I would think so. That's probably what everybody's working on.
Yeah. They should stagger them, but they should have one hitting every 6 months.
Yeah, no, yeah, that seems about right. Maybe even every 4 months.
Maybe one a week.
Not one a week. That's
one a week. Halo, Gears, Forza, first 3 weeks of the launch. Bam, bam, bam. All available on Game Pass. Suck it. Speaking of sucking, Nintendo is dispelling all rumors that you will see the new Switch at E3 this year. First off, because they don't do an E3, but, you know, Nintendo Direct. They did go on to say, as a general rule, we're always working on new hardware, and we will announce it when we were able to sell it. You like that?
Uh-huh.
Not fucking around with these early announcements.
That's right.
There's some mock-ups some people are doing. Nintendo Switch Mini. This person has incorporated the Joy-Cons. It looks like a generic Vita.
Yes. It almost has a Game Gear look to it.
Yeah, I don't think I like that. I like that purple, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like that purple. So, the rumors are that it's a pared-down model that's said to be cheaper, lacks some features, including Rumble, but potentially might be a little more hardy and kid-friendly, more suitable for dropping, kicking, sliding, punching.
Throw. Right.
Like that stress controller for $12.95.
Get you one of those instead. A lot cheaper, yeah. Probably. And it's available now.
So, recap. Sony's selling paraphernalia online. Sony did okay, but they're not selling as fast. Xbox did okay, but they're not selling as fast. Switch is still murdering the universe.
Yes.
That's a recap of where we're at. And this next story will get your blood flowing. I put this on here for one reason. Madden 20 is confirmed. That's a thing that's definitely happened. Patrick Mahomes, quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, is going to be on the cover. I think that makes sense. But here's the part that I think is interesting. There's a college football mode, sort of. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The new mode is called QB1, and you'll see players will create a quarterback in college and then take them through college football playoff and eventually the NFL combine. Will they compete for a spot on the NFL roster?
Yeah.
The reason this is interesting is because there's a whole deal that you can go back and read with college football and sports games. It involved lawsuits and nonsense, and it's a whole deal.
Yep. But here it is. But
they're bringing it back, and not in its own game, but they're incorporating it in Madden, and I think this is very interesting.
It makes you wonder what happened behind the scenes that we don't know about that was never released.
Yeah, very strange that this is coming back.
And they're also offering up this X-Factor players. There's going to be about 50 of them, and this new game-changing system is going to allow players to use unique abilities to make NFL superstars feel powerful. So, apparently Madden's getting fatalities now.
Oh, finish him. Wasn't X-Factor that show, that talent show?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Football.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I went to the draft.
You did. That's right.
Yep.
Well, you tell the story about it. I got to let my fucking cat in because he's being an asshole.
Okay. Asshole cat. Went to the draft. I wasn't actually going to tell a story, but I will.
You are now.
I did go to the NFL draft. Interesting. I went as a seat filler. So no ticket. I was, I had a ticket to not have a seat. And they basically, because it was on TV, brought a group of people in as a seat filler and literally did exactly what it sounds like. They moved me from seat to seat in the VIP section so that it always appeared full on camera. So very cool, very neat, great experience. I don't ever need to go again, but I'm really glad I went the first time or the only time I've been. It was really cool. Nashville did a pretty great job with it. It did rain the first night when I was there, but yeah, it was okay. I'm glad I went. And I think it was a once in a lifetime experience for me. I'll never go back probably again, even if they do it in Nashville again. So that's it. That's my NFL draft story. And that's really, Dan did not do what he said. He went to let the cat in, but he just left. He's returned. He's coming back to the door. He's got the cat. He went and got the cat. He didn't just go let the cat in, though. He acquired the cat. You went and located the cat. Did the cat run from you when the door opened?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been there sitting there for 5 minutes waiting to come in, and then he took off.
Yeah.
When I opened the door. And now he's in here because I grabbed him and put him in here so he'll shut up.
We're done with the football talk.
All done?
Yep.
Did you have a cool draft story or not really?
No, I just told him I was a seat filler at the draft.
Oh. How'd you come about that, by the way?
Just an online posting saying that you could apply for it. It was a first come, first serve. And once you applied, then you went into kind of like a waiting list or a priority list. Mm. I was not priority. I was waiting, but did make it in. And it was super cool. I mean, we're sitting in like prime seating.
Yeah, you had good seats.
The worst part of the whole situation is that I had to move three times total. Not too bad.
Three times.
Yep. So they put me in a seat. They put me in a different seat. They put me in a different seat. And they put me back pretty much in my original seat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then was told, hey, these people left for the night, so these are your seats now. And I'm like, okay.
Cool beans.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, it was all right. This next story is weird. We've talked about the struggle between Steam and Epic Store. Now Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney has said he's pretty much laid down the law here.
Kind of, I would consider this an ultimatum. It's weird.
He laid the wood down. He basically says, I'm going to paraphrase here. If you don't like the fact that Epic keeps getting all these exclusives, then you just need to get Steam to pay people better and we'll stop.
Right.
Which is really strange. It's like, it's not like, well, if they're paying people two, then like they'll have exclusive twos. It's like, no, just get them to pay people better and we'll stop going after exclusives.
Yeah.
Which is very, I don't even understand that comment almost. He says if Valve offers a revenue share for developers on Steam that matches Epic's, then Epic Game Store will stop signing exclusivity agreements and keeping games off Steam. That's weird.
I mean, it almost gives off the impression of fighting for the little guy. But it doesn't make sense because it's not very often the corporations fight for the little guy. So,
yeah, he said if Steam's committed to a permanent 88% revenue share for all developers and publishers without major strings attached, Epic would hastily organize a retreat from the exclusives while honoring our partner commitments and considering putting our own games on Steam. Such a move would be a glorious moment in the history of PC gaming and would have a sweeping impact on other platforms and generations to come. He might have went a little
deep.
I jumped the shark there at the end a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But
glorious. Glorious is a word that should be reserved for very special occasions. And this is not one of them.
This is such a weird... This is like one of those things where...
It's like surreal.
You're like 3 o'clock in the morning. You're like, I think I'm going to tweet this out. Like, I think I'm going to tell... Like, I think you do this in order like to like...
It's like a drunk text.
This is for the developers, right? This tweet is for the developers.
Yeah.
So you send this out thinking like Epic's or Steam is going to be like, fuck you. And then it shows the developers, not only are we willing to pay more, we'll fight for you.
Right.
But instead it's like this weird, like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know if anyone needed you to fight for them. Maybe they do. I'm not a developer. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know what Steam does.
But it's weird to be like, hey, you hate all the exclusives we're getting. We'll just stop.
If you pay people better.
But Steam doesn't hate the exclusives, I don't think.
I think it's the consumer that hates them. Because they've review bombed. You know, for example, right. Just as one example, Borderlands 3 was recently announced as an Epic exclusive. So consumers have bombed all other Gearbox games. Basically review bombed them to drop their scores.
Yeah, this is a weird thing. It's like a comment that was made for developers with a solution that benefits the customer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Tim Sweeney just doing weird things. Gerald pulled up that list of where you can play games. That makes me want to jump out of a window.
Oh, that the green, the yellow, red. Yeah.
Dear Lord.
Yeah. I don't need that.
That is all the different... different places you can get games.
That's why I play PS4.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to pull up an Excel spreadsheet to see where I'd be able to scoop that up at.
I might not need it that bad. I don't think I need it that bad.
It's probably too complicated for me.
I agree.
That's it for the news stories.
It's all of it.
The real, weird, wonderful world of video game news.
Of whatever the fuck is happening this week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. It's time for shout outs. Remember, if you want a shout out, head over to patreon.com, throw $10 in the old tip jar. You get a shout out each and every week. Sometimes they give us shout outs. Sometimes they don't. And we give them a shout out because you earned it. It's yours. This week, we're lucky enough to have shout outs from both participants.
We are,
at the shout out tier. And, do you want to go first or do you want to go second?
I'll go first because, once again, good old Zach, he shares, as I've said before, he shares Ryan's affinity for lists.
Mm-hmm.
So he always likes to send us little lists along with his shout out. And this week he has basically, sent us a list of obscure and factual information. So I'm just going to share a few of these with you, some that I find interesting. A cruise ship. All cruise ships have a functioning morgue on board.
Crazy creepy.
In case people die on it. It is. It's a little creepy, but I understand the need.
Yeah, when I read that, I was like, makes sense. Don't like it.
I do. There are things called eyelash mites that live on people's faces, and you probably have them.
I've seen those. They're gross.
Yep, that's a little creepy as well. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else we got here? Oh, yes. This is an odd one. You are 6.7% more likely to die on your birthday than any other day of the year.
Mm.
How weird is that?
That has to be a product of people celebrating.
I would imagine so. Here's a fun one. Ted Bundy was a serial killer who also worked at a suicide hotline. A co-worker once said, Ted Bundy took lives, but also saved them.
So does that make him a good person or a bad person?
Yeah. I mean, it just told you the people are shades of gray, right?
Yep.
Let's see. Arsenic was used to dye clothes green in the 19th century, but Victorian Britain didn't know it was poisonous. Several people died.
You live and you learn, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's
We don't do that anymore.
Experiments. That's how that happens. Babies are born with about 300 bones. But as they get older, those bones fuse together to form 206 bones.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
I know. It's odd, huh?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Here's a weird one. Teratopsis dorni, a.k.a. the immortal jellyfish, is a species that ages in reverse and then restarts its life cycle over forever. What?
Yeah.
The Curious Case of Benjamin Jellyfish?
Yep. Ben Jelly.
Ben Jelly. And ben lastly, Jelly. People jerk themselves awake while sleeping because their body thinks they're dead. It's their brain's way of making sure they're still alive since their heart rate is so slow.
I'll back that one up because I've woke up before and you could tell that my body was checking.
Right. That's happened to me as well.
You're dead asleep and you're like, what? You're pissed at everybody. You don't know what's happening.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now, that's, we've done some off of Zach's list, and now we're going to get to his shout out. His shout out is, on March 20th, 2019, two vitally important people in mine and my wife's life had their 20-year marriage anniversary. Ryan and Amy, who are the most generous and thoughtful people I've ever met, played an instrumental role in the successes of our wedding this year in January. I can't imagine that the event would have went nearly as perfect as it did without their helping hands. We can't say thank you enough. Happy belated anniversary, you two. We love you. So Zach's shout out is to Ryan and Amy, who are obviously incredibly important people in his and his wife's lives. So Ryan and Amy, for all you do.
I like a good heartfelt shout out.
Yeah, I do too.
I do feel the need to clarify I am not the Ryan.
You are not the Ryan.
Out. Yeah.
I thought about mentioning that, but I didn't want to take away from the heartfeltness of it from the moment, mm-hmm. so I didn't.
Yeah, I'm not Amy either. I want to be clear on that.
And I am neither Ryan or Amy.
Right. So
as well.
Full disclosure.
So those are their actual names. Those are not pseudonyms. Yeah.
So we're gonna keep the passionate, heartfelt,
the emotional
shout outs going strong, because our next shout out is from Thomas. It's a pretty big one. He sent me a text and he said, guess you guys get to be Uncle Game Stitch again.
What?
We are expecting a little Barfield arriving sometime this winter.
All right. Congratulations, guys.
Baby number two for the show.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, Garrett and his family expanding for baby number one, and now Thomas is on, looking like going to be number two. Very cool. I love this. This makes me happy. Gerald's got the monkey with the thumbs up. He's sending his approval.
Congratulations, you guys.
Yeah,
that's
couldn't.
Big news.
We're super happy for you and for your wife and for your expanding family. And that's awesome. It's fun.
That's
fun.
Very cool.
Shout outs are serious
today.
This week.
I like them today.
Today
were some good ones. I like them when they have some substance to them. It's nice.
Yep. So, thanks for putting some thought into them, Zach, Thomas, and thanks for being awesome humans.
Amazing members of humanity.
Yeah, not racist.
Not racist, right.
Yeah, thanks.
Good people. Good folks.
Good people. Good people hard to find.
Ain't that the truth?
Yep. Bunch of shitheads out there.
A bunch of assholes.
Yep. Speaking of assholes, you can follow us on social media. I am at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan. Gerald is at Hoffman Show. And all together, we are at @game_Stitch. We don't really use it. You should be warned.
No, it's funny. We talk about it every now and then, like, I really should start doing that more. And then we don't.
It has single-handedly kept this show from progressing.
You think so?
Yes. 100%, because that's how you find new listeners.
True.
So if anyone out there listening would like to be our social media
guru
without any compensation other than a shout out each and every week on the show.
Contact producer Gerald.
Yeah. Let me know. Email us ryan@gamestitch.com. Whatever. Let us know. Get at us. Slide up in our DMs.
Yeah.
Social media manager job is open. Again, no pay. No compensation, but we will give you a nod at the end of every week as our social media manager.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Because we suck at it.
Don't we ever.
We've all taken a stab at it at one point or another.
We have. It doesn't work out.
Not committed to it.
Thanks.
We need a true professional.
Is it a lack of a command, or is it other? Is it we can't devote the time we need to it?
We need a true professional. who doesn't want to be compensated like one. We're on the hunt. I'm gonna head over to ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter.com.
ZipRecruiter, yeah, and see if I can't drum up someone looking for. It's not even that much work because, you know, it would just be getting our presence out there.
Right.
Let us know. You can put it on your resume. That's it. That's it. It's all the show.
That's it. It's all
been a
over.
Weird one. Gerald's got internship up. I don't think we can officially say that.
Yeah. Aren't those illegal now?
I think
just certain states.
No, you can certain states because you still do internships here, but I think that you have to get, there has to be some sort of approval.
Gotcha.
There's a process involved in that. It's kind of like an intern without, again, without compensation or any kind of college credits or.
Yeah, that's what we offer you. That's what we offer. That's what we bring to the table.
But you could put it on a resume. I would sign off on it.
Oh, I would too.
Yeah, so it's fine.
And I have no doubt Gerald would.
Yeah, he'll sign off on anything.
As the producer.
He's a cop. He doesn't have to worry about it.
Right. Narc.
That's going to do it for us. This is episode blah, blah, blah.
328.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.